Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome to another edition of The Mission. I've been away. I am thinking I'm going to start doing monthly episodes just because the busyness in my life, guys, and also just being able to spend time with the Lord. It's so important that we spend time with the Lord and we really get to know His heart. And sometimes we think that we can spend time with the Lord just one day and that's enough. Sometimes as I'm growing in my journey, I'm realizing that I need to spend time with God in places and spaces that I'm not used to, or a longer period of time that will allow me to access His presence in a different way. And so I hope that you guys are still tuning in. I hope that you guys are growing, or you're listening to other episodes that I did previously. But it's December, right? So we're in the last bit of the year, and we're looking to give God glory. We're looking to glorify Him with the rest of this year. So how can we do that, guys? So I've been in a spiritual leadership course at my church, and we've been going through different parts of God, different parts of leadership, different parts of our daily walk. And one of the things that I'm learning in Christ or in the church is having health. And what does that look like, right? What does that look like for us as leaders, as followers of Christ? What does that look like? So we prioritize God, right? Prioritize God and having an encounter with Him daily. So when we encounter God daily, He encounters our hearts. We encounter His mind. We encounter His thoughts. And so a lot of times when we get to pray, our first thing to do is to tell God what we need. It's not to tell God, thank you, or ask God, how do you want to come into my life today? How can I invite you in today, Lord? I think we have to change our posture on that, guys. You know, when I think about spending time with God, in all of our walks is different, right? All of our walks are in different stages. And so one person might spend time with God in a different way. And sometimes it could be, you know, movement. It could be writing, it could be creativity, it could be painting, it could be all kinds of things that God may want to encounter you, right? And I think sometimes we get to a place where we think prayer is the only way we can encounter God, right? God is everywhere. He's in His word, He's in the nature, he's just ask Him, right? Like, it's so important that we ask, and we don't ask for things, but we ask how we can encounter God. That's very important. So one of the things that God has really been dealing with me with is as a leader. As a leader, the one thing that we do, are we're supposed to go first. And so Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So our world is captivated by connection. We have developed various methods to foster communication, such as social media, video games, sports teams, mobile devices. We even have engaging prompts for conversation. But it's clear that God has created us for connection. But for what purpose of this is for this connection? What is the purpose? The purpose of this connection is for us to stay close to Him. The enemy's primary goal is to distract us and keep us away from a relationship, away from a relationship with God. Satan uses various distractions in our lives, just as he tempted Jesus. So he tempted Jesus in the wilderness, and he used the same tactics. And so John 1, 2 through 16 says he employs three strategies, basically, to interrupt our connection: the desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes, and the pride of life. Guys, I don't know how many times that I've been in a place where God is, he's helped me and got me to a place where I've inherited something, right? I've been successful in the world. And I'm realizing the more success that I'm getting, the more humility I'm needing, right? The more it's demanding me to put it before the Lord and let it sit before the Lord. And so I challenge you that when you see those things, when you feel that pride coming up, when you feel your flesh or your eyes looking in places that you don't need to look, remember, you want to put God first, right? You want to submit those things to God. And the only way we can do that is daily personal encounters with God. And so why are daily personal encounters with God important? I'm glad you asked me. Daily personal encounters are essential for us to foster a connection with God. We have a connection for every single thing, right? We're connected to all these networks. We're connected to Netflix. We're connected to all these things, but we don't get deeper insight on what they mean in our lives. And so God is the only one who can give us insight on what his purpose is, why we're doing what we're doing, what we need to do, how we need to change, right? And so God gives us insights when we talk to him of like what our purpose is in our lives, right? What is his purpose for us? And so we also get to hear his heart. We get to hear what he's feeling about the state of the world. Well, how we can be partakers in what he wants us to do to change the perspective of the world, right? It's also a sanctification process. So when we get in God's presence, he sanctifies us and purifies us by his presence. And so a lot of the times, a lot of people I know, or even me, sometimes I'll get into a place where I just want to tell God, I want to ask God, but I want to ask God for me. I want to ask God for someone else instead of asking God, Lord, how do you want me to seek you today? How do you want me to hear you today, Lord? Let me hear your heart. And so when I think about how we encounter God, so let's look at the tabernacle, right? So this is an invitation to the tabernacle, which the Israelites built. So we approach the sacred space through the four gospels, right? The gospels. We beginning at the bronze altar with the Holy Spirit burning flame. This helps us, cleanses us from every purity. Next, we experience the bronze basin, symbolizing the cleansing power of the Holy Spirit. As we move in a holy place, the pillars of grace, we go through those. We participate in communion with the Lord. Here we commune with him, sharing the nourishment from the table of bread, inhaling his sweet aroma, and gaining insight and enlightenment from his wisdom from the lampstand. And finally, we enter the holies of holies, passing through by the torn veil, by the blood of Jesus Christ. In this sacred space, we encounter God directly, receiving his promises and his covenant. So it's clear, guys, that God has created us for connection. The purpose, what is the purpose of this connection, right? It's for us to be reunited with the Lord, naked before him. And see, this is exactly what the Garden of Eden was. They were naked before him. And so you got to understand, the enemy's primary goal is to distract us away from a relationship with God. He uses those three things, right? He uses those things. He uses the lust of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life and our possessions. So when you think about what is healthy in your relationship with God, right? Health means that you're putting him first. You're inviting him into your life. You're not asking for things. You're not asking him to, and it's okay. I know sometimes we need to, but listen, when you ask God for his heart, when you ask God for his mind, you start to change. You start to transform your prayer life. You start to transform your communication, and God begins to show you his word and what he means and how we can be partakers of that word. And how, see, really, when you say yes to his way, you partake in his way, you get sanctified and purified. And so the things that you're asking for, the things that you need God to do in this season is going to be based off you saying yes to him and partaking to his will first before yourselves. I can't tell you enough. When I prioritize God and I put him first, and let me tell you something, he will let you know if you haven't done something right. He will let you know, the Holy Spirit will let you know that he's longing for you. He wants to hear your heart. He wants to talk to you so that you would know his heart. And so when we do that, we start with health. That's just number one. But number two is we begin to treat others differently, right? So we begin to, when we start to put God before the things that we have or the possessions or our minds and our eyes and how we think, we begin to model Christ-like characteristics, and we begin to give ourselves over for other people like Christ gave for us. And so as we begin to get into the holies of holies, we take off all the things that that harm us, that keep us down, that keep our minds in bondage, and we begin to have the mind of Christ. And when we begin to have the mind of Christ, we begin to see others differently. We begin to see struggles differently. We begin to be the hands and feet of Jesus to be able to help other people grow, right? And so how do we do that? We prioritize our relationships, right, over what we think, right? We prioritize God first, and God helps us through a relationship with him to have better relationships with others, right? And so when we listen to God, we're listening to his heart. And so we have a lot more patience because we're able to listen to others' hearts, right? And so when we're listening to others' hearts, God allows us to minister to them so that they can see him, because all we're doing literally is taking them into the presence of God, because right now they may be out of space with God and they can't get there. And the way we do it, we're an advocate, just like Jesus Christ was the advocate for us, right? We're providing health to them so that they can see Christ and that they can get healed and that they can go through the process that God wants them to go through to get healed. So I want to say this. If you're dealing with you have a lot of things going on, right? You got a lot of possessions. You might have, God might have blessed you. God might have done some things, or you might be struggling. You might be going through a season right now that you're like, Lord, what are you doing right now, right? Why am I going through this, right? I want you to take a step back, and I want you to make a commitment to have daily personal encounters with God. And what I mean by that is ask the Lord, Lord, how can I encounter you today? What do you want me to see today? How do you want me to react today? Lord, how do you want my heart to be? Lord, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let your mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. And so let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for who's listening today. Lord, I ask that they would grow in connection with you, grow in relationship with you. Lord, I ask for the Holy Spirit to transform their minds and hearts. And I ask, Lord, that you would bring health to their mind, health to their hearts, that they may seek you differently, Lord, in this season, that they may really get to know you and get to know your heart, not just by reading, Lord, by encountering you in the different ways that you want to encounter them. Lord, I pray that they would have the minds to receive, the hearts to hear, the hearts to keep, Lord God, your word hidden, Lord God. For the time is coming, for the things that are coming in this world or the things that are choking out your word, Lord. I ask that you replenish those who are listening, that you help them understand that they need to make you a priority, that we need to make you a priority. Lord, that you are above it all. You're above all our possessions. You're above all our things, Lord God. You are high and lifted up. And so, Lord, we want to glorify you. And Lord, if there's a person listening today that doesn't know you, Lord, I just ask right now that you would intervene, Lord God, that you would give them dreams, that you would give them visions of who you are, that you would saturate their heart with your love, with your affection, Lord, with your mind. Lord, let them feel your spirit even now that they're listening, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, in their atmosphere. Come where they are, Lord God. Encounter them, Lord God, and let them know who the one and the true God is, and that is Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you glory today. We give you glory every day. We give you glory daily, Lord, for your presence and for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.